Big Show. As local as Henry Bolte and Ray Borner. 3BA, more Ballarat.
Time to shoot the breeze from thebigsmoke.com.au. Hello, Alex Chelios.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Happy belated Easter to you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that it's Tuesday.
Why is that?
Back to work.
Did you have any of the fine chocolate on Easter Sunday?
Didn't have any chocolate, but I had other stuff that was delicious.
Right. Actually, speaking of food, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or is an argument between two vegans still called a beef?
It's very good.
You know what the answer is?
No.
Only if you let us.
That's funny.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
Printed.
Oh, I'll put the dad jokes away now. Let's talk about divorces and the latest in them. It's not now about who gets the TV. It's now about who gets the frozen embryo.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. So when you look at divorce court, for example, and the laws that surround the frameworks for couples who do divorce, one of the things that happened a couple of years ago was the changes around who gets the dog. Prior to a particular law changing, the dog was just chosen to go with an individual based on the same criteria as a piece of furniture. So the dog wasn't seen as a family member. That changed over time. And now this is a new adjustment with IVF rates being the likes of more people will actually be about freezing their eggs, especially with the inability to know how the future is going to be over the next few years. So they're more likely to freeze their eggs. And then if they break up with their partner or their husband, then becomes the question around, should those remaining embryos be donated or destroyed, and who gets access to it? So there have been situations where couples actually go through court and they have to decide who gets that one embryo. And that actually is also something to consider if you're coming up with a prenup prior to getting married.
I'll always get the TV. My wife hates the TV.
Okay.
And we're done with having children, so there'll be no fights in our household.
What about this?
Or divorces either, just quietly, because we love each other a lot.
That's good.
Hey, moving on, and I do love a good piece of meat. There's a science, apparently, I've never heard of this, behind slapping a piece of meat until it's cooked. The world is about to get weirder.
Okay, so this was a study that was done to look into how much velocity, for example, was required to cook a piece of meat. And the guy that actually did this, he was able to cook a piece of chicken by slapping it. What he discovered over a two-month period of testing was that to cook a piece of meat, it required a minimum of 135,000 slaps of the piece of meat across 8 hours. And that's what took up the amount of energy, which was two or three times as much as your other would need for a similar job to actually cook the chicken.
Ain't nobody got time for that, Alex Chelios.
Talk about slow-cooked meat.
Please explain.
He's, for 8 hours, he stood there slapping his meat.
Well, it's not even the 8 hours of it, but also the 135,000 slaps. I mean, you not only will have a piece of chicken, but you'll also have really, like, muscly arms, I imagine, if that was going to be the new way. But it was really important that when he was doing the testing of the slapping, that he was able to keep the chicken at a certain temperature for at least an hour. So it would be enough to cook through, but also kill off the same amount of bacteria that cooking it would require. So it was actually quite an interesting calculation in terms of being able to actually cook a piece of meat safely.
What part of your brain comes up with the idea that you should slap your meat until it's cooked? I don't understand. Can we move on, please, Alex? That's just done my head in. Researchers have found a way to regrowth teeth, and this is going to be a game changer as you get older, because I'm already old.
Okay, so it's about an antibody. So false teeth are obviously a way of dealing with dental issues and tooth loss. But this is actually being able to use an antibody that sparks the regeneration of a lost tooth. And so what they found was that over time, the antibody actually increases the availability of certain growth factors. And they tested this with mice, and where some teeth failed to develop in the mice, they were able to actually use this modified antibody, and they found that over time there was normal tooth development.
I'd really like to have my baby teeth back.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine that if that was the thing? Like, you go in to get your, you go to the dentist and they give you your teeth back, but your baby tooth? Like, you've got all adult teeth and there's one baby tooth.
Oh, you've lost your tooth, but we can regrow it for you. It's going to be okay at a cost of $37,400.
Yeah, exactly.
Alex Chelios, have a wonderful fortnight and a bit, because as of Friday, I'm on annual leave for a couple of weeks and you'll be talking to the lovely Geordie.
Love her.
I know you do, right?
Okay.
Yeah, just love me a little bit more. Have a good one and I'll talk to you in a fortnight's time.
Thank you.
My pleasure.